Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Harlem Valley Rail Trail's mission is to have a 46-mile trail from the Metro North Station in Wissahick all the way to Chatham. Our friends of the trail organization, HVRTA, has worked since the mid-80s to keep Dutchess County and New York State focused on the project with mixed success. Several years ago, HVRTA purchased 14 miles of rail bed and donated it to the state. Hint, hint. Finally, in recent months, the group is gaining even more traction. Currently, there are four significant developments moving the trail forward. And Dick Hermans, chairman of the HVRTA, joins us this morning to give us an update and just tell us about this project overall. And he is chairman of the rail trail, and it's great to have you with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
And, of course, also the owner of the Oblong Books and Music in Millerton and Rhinebeck. So it's very nice to have you in this capacity.
Yeah, this is my rail trail hat.
Yeah, this is good. This is a good hat to have. So you've been involved in this in like the 1970s.
Yeah, and shortly after we started the bookstore in Millerton, a woman named Letty Gay Carson, who had been active in trying to preserve the railroad, decided she would retire, and she handed me the checkbook to her organization, which was then called the Harlem Valley Transportation Association. And so I kind of inherited the group and nursed it along a little bit. And then in the mid-80s, we really got into turning what we had lost as a railroad into the possibility of a rail trail.
So talk to me a little bit about this, because I was trying to do some research last night and I was coming up empty. And admittedly, this is probably a result of what I was told continually throughout high school, that I didn't apply myself. So and that is how it came to be known as the Harlem Valley Rail Trail, mm-hmm. Harlem Valley, as opposed to the Hudson Valley, which is really what it is encompassing.
Right. Around 1850, Cornelius Commodore Vanderbilt built a railroad on the east of the Hudson River near the Connecticut border, came up through Harlem out of New York City, and it became known as the Harlem Line of the New York Central Railroad. And so the whole area up there got dubbed the Harlem Valley. Now, we think it should have been called the Oblong Valley at this point, but
absolutely,
it is still the Harlem Valley, which gets into, it gets a little crazy, because when you get up into Columbia County, it's not along the, anyway, let me give you the route that it followed north of Dover Plains, which people kind of know where that is, and Dover Plains up to Amenia, actually Wassaic first, then Amenia, Millerton, Copaic Falls, Hillsdale, then it goes west to Craryville and Philmont, and then north again through Ghent and Chatham. And that's the route of the rail, of the rail bed that was there, that was abandoned in the 1970s pretty much thoroughly because of trucks taking over freight, right, and all that stuff that, that caused railroads to be abandoned. And so our goal is to make that abandoned railroad into a trail. There are now two sections done. There's about an 8.5-mile section from Wassaic up to Millerton, and there's another section at Copaic Falls going south to roughly Boston Corners.
What is the state of the rest of the trail that hasn't been done?
The section between Millerton and Copaic and Boston Corners is about 8 miles. Boston Corners was a big railroad center for many, many years. But the railroad hasn't been there in a while. Dutchess County has a lease on that property from the state of New York, which really owns the rail bed there. And their plan, which they announced at the end of July, is to finally build that section, that 8-mile section of trail. They expect to have it done in 2018. It goes through spectacular scenery, but it also goes through some very significant wetlands. And so part of the trail through that won't be paved. It'll even be a little narrower. The regular trail is 10 feet wide paved. They'll be down to probably 6 or 8 feet during some of the sensitive areas.
So you think of, well, 2018, that's a long way away, but and yet because it's so complex, which is why the time is needed.
It's taken them nearly 10 years to negotiate with DEC to even get it through that area.
So we'll take the 4 years that it takes to actually get it right.
Yeah, we'll,
yeah, absolutely.
Yep. North of Copaic Falls, New York State has just gone out to bid and actually opened the bids and now is in the contract phase for about 1.5-mile section coming north from Copaic Falls into a little area that is called Orphan Farm, based on the there was a farm there previously, but the land was purchased by the state, and now it is going to become part of the Taconic State Park, and it'll be quite nice.
Your was it your father that was park
superintendent? My father was actually worked was a park superintendent there in the late 1930s through about 1944.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So and you note that it's what 8 years this will mark the first major construction on the trail in
yeah.
8 years.
Yeah, and it's going to open up a whole bunch of stuff because our association received a grant to build trail coming south out of Hillsdale for about a mile and a half. We are going to go out to bid on that in the fall.
Yeah.
Probably the winter, actually, at this point. But we have, the state has granted us $375,000. We have to raise another $375,000 to match that, to complete the construction. We are about halfway on our goal almost. And just recently, we received a $90,000 grant from the Dyson Foundation. So we're right now in the process of matching that.
That's great.
Don't tell Alan that
no.
There's a $90,000 out there.
But, I think there's enough to go around for everybody, don't you? I mean, for all the good stuff that needs to be done.
But region. we're hoping to accomplish that by the end of the year. We're hopeful. And then our association will build trail for the very first time on our trail.
And then from Chatham to Philmont?
Chatham to Philmont, we also had a grant, which we've pretty much done the local match on that. That's 11-mile stretch, and we have a design plan for that. By the end of this year, it will be what they call a shovel-ready project, and all we need to do is find the funds to do that. And it's 11 miles. Not too many bridges, but still it's probably going to be a $10-12 million project.
If it sounds like, you know, 8 miles here and 11 miles there and a mile here and a mile there, if you go to hvrt.org, your website, all of that information is there and you can see the map and it gives you a really nice idea of what the project is in total.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
As well as the plan as to
right.
and ultimately you're trying to
right.
do.
And you become a member of our, we are a membership association. We have about 700 members and, you know, we invite people to join.
So when she handed you the checkbook in the 1970s, do you think you'd still be here in 2014 working on this?
I thought that, you know, hey, you know, 10, 15 years, it'll, you know, we'll figure something out. But it certainly is, you know.
You didn't know it was going to be your legacy lifetime project, did you?
You know, and really, we have, I'm not the only one. On our board, we have probably 5 or 6 people who've been coming to meetings since the 1980s. Yeah. And, you know, we've lost some board members who haven't lived to see the success we've had.
So let me ask you the question that I probably should have asked you at the very beginning, which is, why do we need this? So, you know, okay. what makes this necessary? And I think anyone who has sort of traversed the areas that are already constructed would know the answer to that. But
mm-hmm.
for those that are still out there,
I think it's like on almost 3 levels. One is just to preserve the linear corridor because who knows, 100 years from now or less, there might be a need to have a public transportation service up through the eastern part of New York State.
Wouldn't that be something?
You know, who knows? You know, what will happen? The second is, it's a safe place for families to teach kids how to ride bicycles. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, if nothing else, that's a worthy goal, I think, because you know, highways are tough. They're not really meant for kids. Also, for a lot of older folks that we are all becoming. Can't get out and hike up mountains, you know, but they need to get outside and get in touch with nature. We know we need sanctuaries now, places to go to escape the drumbeat of time and events. So it creates a space where people can, in Millerton, in 3 or 4 minutes, you can be out in a rock cut in a beautiful spot and at peace, hopefully.
And we need these areas to preserve our rural,
yeah,
our
yeah.
rural resources yeah. and our character.
And it's also an economic driver. I mean, there's no doubt that part of what has happened in Millerton over the past almost 15 years since the trail got there has been helped by the number of people who come in on the weekends with bikes on their cars, and not necessarily they come to shop in Millerton, but they come in the off season, they come back to Millerton because they discover that, oh, this is a nice little town. Let's do something here.
With all of that said, you have some cool things happening, what, just this weekend, right?
Yeah, what's coming up in Millerton, we have something called Fall for Arts, and it is going to take place from October 4th through the 18th.
Okay, so it's coming up.
And it'll be a time when shops will have artists that they know displaying their work. We're going to have music in town on the weekends. There's a farmer's market on Saturdays. They'll have music there on both the 4th, the 11th, and the 18th. Also, one thing we've done that I think is pretty significant is we moved a schoolhouse in Millerton this December. It'd been a 4-year project to get that ready. But the Irondale Schoolhouse was located about 3 miles north of Millerton. It was abandoned, and it was going to be pretty much just torn down, probably.
Yeah.
We purchased it, Friends of the Irondale Schoolhouse, and got it moved. It is now being renovated. We're going to have the renovation done. The foundation's being worked on starting today, and we're going to have an opening of that on the 18th to celebrate.
When do you have the time to run a business?
It's all right in Millerton, so it's kind of, all I got to do is step out the door and I can be found.
You know, I have to say when you were talking about the music aspect of it, but I've never been a big fan of I'm not a big fan. I just sort of always scoffed at the idea of personal shopping. You go to New York and they have would you like a personal shopper? I'm like, no, I can figure this out by myself. But when I go to your store and you come over and you walk me through the music section, it is the coolest thing in the world because, man, you bring me to places that I would have never been to in my life, and I just absolutely love and adore that because I have some of the coolest things in my collection because you have pointed it out to me, and I think that's a great thing. And at both stores, obviously,
but I'm a music junkie.
I know you're a music junkie, but and your tastes know no bounds. You're all over the place.
I like there's a Louis Armstrong quote. He said, "There's no such thing as bad music."
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
So I kind of well, good yeah, there stuff. Is there is some, but
yeah, and you know,
there's a lot of good music.
Well, and they say that with vinyl coming back, of course, and with what that was, but to go into a place and to have somebody kind of walk you through what's out there, it's really fascinating. It's good stuff, and of course, I don't need to talk about the book aspect because people know where I stand on that one. Well, congratulations on all the great work for the the rail trail. Give me a sense. So I'm going to give the website again, and people can find out more information about membership and so forth. But as far as the immediate time frame over the next year, you're going to be doing quite a bit of work.
Yeah. There's going to be the state's going to build a section. We're going to build a section, and that's actually going to be one's coming north from Copaic Falls, one's coming south from Hillsdale. There will be actually about a mile and a half gap that will involve three stream crossings and a tunnel under Route 22. So that's kind of the next phase is to try to make that connection because it'll be kind of compelling if we have these other two sections completed. And the planning up in Columbia County between Chatham and Philmont, we're going to be visiting with the towns, talking to them about it. We've done some. We're going to do some more. Right. Going to meet with the economic development people in Columbia County and really emphasize that it's time to make this trail happen. I mean, this trail has been an idea for 35 years. Hopefully in the next 5 years or 6 years, we can get this really wrapped up.
Well, you all should be very proud of the progress that you've made and the beating the drum and making all this work out and working with agencies that typically, move very fast, state and county government.
It's been a good thing to work on. I mean, when I was younger, I worked, against the war in Vietnam, worked against nuclear power, and this is been a nice positive thing to work on.
Absolutely. Dick Hermans is the chairman of the Harlem Valley Rail Trail. You can find out more information by going to hvrt.org. V as in Victor, H or Valley, I guess. HVRT.org. Dick, it's always great to see you. Thank you very much. My love to the family, and have a great fall.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.